It's the time.
It's the time
of the show.
You know, Lou, you've done this for a long time, and, you know, between television, and good morning, by the way, between television and obviously radio, which is the only thing you ought to be concerned with, and, you know, the stores and being a national spokesperson as you have forever, I think it's time to drop Lou.
Okay.
I think you should be like Madonna. You should just go with Manfredini. And now it's Manfredini.
How about the man from Dini?
Let me take that under advisement, but he puts the man in Manfredini.
There you go.
I like it.
Let me see. I'll talk to my people and see what they say.
Run it up somebody's flagpole. All right, so Margaret from Bridgeport. We love Margaret. Margaret just texted, said there's a hairless bear that won't leave my apartment. Can you?
He needs that new arthritis drug.
Can you tell me what kind of polish I can use to make his head a reflector so I can save money on electricity? And by the way, Kevin, she says, "Fear the Saluki." There you go. So that's for Margaret. So get your text or questions in. They won't be as good as Margaret's, but feel free to text at 24/7/20.
That's funny.
We begin with Ken. Ken, you have a pump problem?
I do, Luke.
Manfredini, please call him Manfredini.
Mr. Manfredini.
Drop the mister, just Manfredini.
Manfredini. I need a bear under my house that's extremely thirsty, but my ejector pump, Lou, runs every 5 minutes during a rainy period. And I'm hoping you can guide me to someone I could have out to find out where this water is coming from. If the house was built on a spring, or even during dry periods, Lou, it'll turn on every 30 to 40 minutes.
Is it a crawl space or a basement?
It's a basement.
Okay. When it's not raining, what I want you to do to try something out is unplug the pump and watch the water rise up into the pit. Now remember that water finds its own level. And so this may be as simple as putting the pump up on a couple of cinder blocks or bricks, or raising the float switch a little bit so that the pit holds more water. You know, a lot of times people with extra deep sump pump pits, the water level in the area where you live, it could just be at that level and the pump's constantly running. If you raise the pump or the switch, if the pit holds a little bit more water, as long as the water level is at least 6 to 8 inches below the top, I don't really care if it holds the water. That's fine. The pump will run less. This is something to try yourself. And if you notice that, hey, I unplug it, the water level comes up a few inches, but then it stops, then it could be as simple as raising the pump. And if that could something that you could do, then, you know, you can do it yourself and save some money. If not, then it's something that you could call a licensed plumber to. You could call our friends at PermaSeal. They can do an inspection and figure out what's going on.
So as simple as unplug it, see how high the water raises, and go
Correct.
From there.
Correct.
Even though rising water is the most fearful thing known to mankind.
It can be. It sure can.
Yes. Let's go to a bathtub question from Arv. Please say hello to Manfredini.
Manfredini. My wife has decided to remodel the bathroom unbeknownst to me and has smashed out the walls and so forth, and now is looking on the internet on how to remove the bathtub, which suggests it's an old cast iron kind of deal with the porcelain on top. And the suggestion is that you cover it with a blanket and go to it with a sledgehammer or something and bust up the porcelain out and stuff so that you can get the tub out.
Correct. Yeah, well, I have a very funny story when I started in the business about that, but it would take too long. But in fact, if it's cast iron and you cover it with a blanket, or usually, you know, back in the day, you didn't cover it. You just closed your eyes and swung with the sledgehammer. But remember that the cast iron will break. And so if you put a tarp over the top of it so you kind of control the shards, it'll break up and be easier to carry out. You want to wear eye protection. You want to wear leather gloves because that cast iron can be very sharp. Get a good, solid sledgehammer and give it a few whacks.
That'd be fun.
It's fun, and it's way better than trying to drag a completely full cast iron tub out of a room.
And here's the thing, for you young broadcasters, definitely say, I've got a really funny story, and then not tell it. That's a good call by you, Manfredini.
I was starting in the business.
Yes.
The guy that I work for said, all right, you got any questions? I want you to take this tub out of this thing, the second floor, and bring it out. But if you have any questions, you want to know how to do it. No, I got it. So I'm there trying to figure out how to drag this cast iron tub, a claw foot, out of this bathroom. And I worked for 3 hours to get it to the top of the stairs. And then I thought, how the heck am I going to get this down? So and the guy saw me do this. You know, he goes,
he's going to let you do it too. You're going to learn.
Let me do it the whole time. And then he goes, I go, how am I going to get it down the stairs? He goes, is this your first question? I go, yeah. He goes down to his truck, grabs a huge sledgehammer, takes a gigantic swing at this thing. It breaks into a bunch of different pieces. He goes, next time, ask more questions, which I've always done.
It's a pretty good lesson.
It's a great lesson. And you know me, I ask lots of questions.
Let's move over to Dave here. Dave, do you have a question for the great Manfredini?
I do. I have a very funny story, but I'm not going to tell it. But I'll... you got a great show, Steve. Honestly,
thank you,
John.
Hey, thank you.
So anyway, we have a very small closet. It just holds linen or my kids if I get angry with them, dog.
I don't think you should
and
put the
kids
in there.
Yeah, it had some paper on it, some contact paper, so my wife tore it off the shelves, got some white outdoor weather beater paint from my mom. We painted the inside of this closet with the weather beater paint. It's white. It's paint 6 months old. Now that closet smells like lemon verbena. I mean, it's horrible. It's a horrible smell, that closet. And we've sprayed it with Febreze, Lysol.
Well, that's not a bear, Dave. That's a poltergeist. You get yourself a poltergeist in there.
That's it.
I mean, there's clearly a poltergeist in there. Lou, can paint go bad?
Yeah, well, if it was old paint from your mother-in-law or your mother, that could be the issue, that there was just, you know, it's the film, the structure inside, the mix is gone. But is the paint, it's not sticky or anything, is it?
Is it sticky?
No, the paint's fine. I even painted outside with that outdoor paint around my house and stuck my big nose up to it, and I could not smell what I'm smelling in that closet.
Well, you got a dead body in the closet or something. Have you looked around?
It's got to be some kind of reaction with the residue from the glue that was on the old contact paper. And so here's what I would try. You hear about our friends at Fresh Wave. They make this product called a crystal gel that you can buy in a bottle. They make a large one as well. Buy that one, take a couple little dishes or cups or even paper plates, small, pour some of this crystal gel in the linen closet, put one at the top, one at the bottom of the closet, close the door, give it 24 hours, and that should eliminate the odor.
There you go. That's the great Manfredini. All right, we go to the rapid fire lightning round. Hi, Lou, the gas company. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Manfredini. The gas company keeps sending me notices to sign up for a monthly utility line repair plan. Is this a legitimate thing or a scam?
Well, it's legitimate, but it's a question of your comfort level if, in fact, you want to do this. I mean, if you're someone to, you know, if there's a huge issue ever with the gas line, you know, you're going to have to pay for a certain portion of it depending on where it is on your property. But the question you have to ask is, when's the last time you had a problem with your gas
line? Yeah, it's utility insurance. Do you really need it?
Right.
From the 859, great Manfredini, I saw a bear riding a horse in Kentucky. He was wearing a cowboy hat. I was terrified. But he did ask me to ask the best way to fix a sink with a constant drip. I like that because they work the comedy in with their legitimate question.
I like that. Sink with a constant drip more than likely means that you need a new insert for your cartridge, whether it's a single handle or a dual handle. You take the handle off, you turn the water off underneath the sink, you pull the insert out, you walk down to the hardware store and say, I need one of these. They hand you one of those, you put it back in, no more leak.
Manfredini, woodpeckers have made holes and are making a nest in my stained cedar siding. The whole side is ruined. How do I get rid of these birds? And who does these kind of repairs or replacements? Help, they are tweeting in the wall. Well, first off, they shouldn't be on Twitter.
Right. You should never peck and tweet at the same time.
No, that's exactly right.
So my trick there is this fishing line trick, where in the area where they're pecking and making their nest, you take a few nails on the cedar siding, you bang it into the siding, and then you create a loose webbing that goes over the area with fishing line about 2 inches away from the siding, so that you don't see the fishing line, but the woodpeckers do, and they won't penetrate it because they don't want to get tied up in that. Birds in particular are animals of habit, so they'll keep trying to go back to that same space, and if you cover it up with the fishing line, they'll go away. Once they relocate somewhere else, you can get a siding contractor to fix the siding.
Last question, Greg Manfredini. I need help. I have a sunroom that was used. That used to have an ash tree to give it some shade in the afternoon. The tree was cut down with ash borer issues. Now the room's like an oven. Any idea on how to get some shade for it? Get yourself a bear. Get yourself a bear out there. Just have the bear hang over it.
You know, depending on the design of it, you could put in a retractable awning.
What about a retractable bear?
Or a retractable bear to stand out in front of it. And or you could also, 3M makes a fabulous window film that has the characteristics of a mirror effect to bounce the solar absorption in. The thing is in the wintertime, you kind of like that. So probably an awning, if it fits the design, would probably make the most sense.
I got a thermostat that if I set it, I'm not making this up, if I set it at 71, it'll run for a week and a half. I mean, it'll drop the temperature to 200, 300 below zero. But if I set it at 70 or 72 or any other temperature, it works perfectly fine. What do you make of that?
You need a new thermostat.
All right, talk to you later. It's the great Manfredini. Are you on TV today?
I am. We're going to talk about keeping the mosquitoes off your body and your house.
All right. And if you get mosquitoes on McElroy, what do you do about that?
Well, it's like that old country song, you know, I wanna check you for ticks.
Yeah, it's not that old. hold on. We'll send a crew over to work on Aaron McElroy.